The younger of the two men, who was nearer to 40 than 20, stared aghast at Nico's party as they entered. He had a thin mustache, pointed sideburns, and was impeccably dressed in the ornate, vibrant clothing Nico had come to expect in Galindali. Nico smiled warmly, hoping to put the man at ease. He and the others strode as one toward the desk.
"Greetings!"
It took a beat for the man to recover from the initial shock of their presence. He raised a palm.
"Stop right there!"
With a spine as straight as a poker, he clipped around the desk in his carved wooden shoes. He was taller than Nico and looked down his nose at him as though Nico was a dirty little boy who had entered his clean establishment uninvited. Nico found his own posture stiffening without thinking about it. The man appraised the group coolly.
"I'm afraid you must leave."
"Why?"
Nico said, fearing they'd come all this way only to be shut out due to an unforeseen catastrophe involving the books.
"The Spire of Altus is not open to the public," the man said. "If you wish to enjoy the spire, you may do so outside."
Nico released the air which had momentarily bottled in his lungs.
"Oh, for a moment I thought there might have been a problem with the collection."
He dug in his breast pocket for the sealed letter.
"I have a letter of recommendation from the dragon Onesimus."
The man looked at the letter for a moment as though he didn't wish to touch the thing. His eyes landed on the wax seal, and recognition registered. It was not the sort of thing he could reasonably dismiss. He took it from Nico with two fingers.
"This way."
They followed him to the desk where, for the first time, Nico noticed the naked creature curled up on one end. It stared at them with vivid blue eyes out of a wrinkled, pointy-eared head.
Beck pointed. "What is that?"
"It's a cat,"
the man said icily as he withdrew a letter opener from a drawer.
"Why is it bald?"
"The poor thing, is it sick?"
Sadie asked.
"It's a hairless cat,"
the man said, as though speaking to an imbecile. He sliced the wax seal, crisply unfolded the letter, and read it twice before deciding that it was indeed authentic and he'd have to let them in.
"So you're a student of Onesimus, then?"
he asked Nico, a little less frigid.
"Yes." "And who are these people accompanying you?"
he asked in a way which made Nico believe he was wondering whether he was obligated to permit them entry as well. Nico panicked and decided to lean into the assumption nearly everyone had made since he announced the quest.
"They're my protection," he said quickly. "I'd probably die if they didn't come with me everywhere."
The man's eyes swept over Nico. He gave the slightest dip of his head.
"Probably."
Nico felt his neck grow hot. He could feel Beck's amusement boring into the side of his face as the man turned his back to file the letter away. Nico avoided her gaze, only to have his land on the naked cat, who was still staring at him with unblinking, soulless eyes. It wasn't better.
"I suppose you'd like a tour," the man said.